Hey, good morning. Think we might just be waiting on a few people. All right, let's get started. I see that David and Tara are here, so we can start with Zettafell stuff. I am not sure what we have to discuss today, but I see that David has this in progress. David, how are things going?
I know that I deployed to Ramses before I went on vacation, but I think yesterday or 2 days ago, Jason pointed out to me that it seems like as though some changes were not deployed. And he said to take a look at them, which I haven't done yet. And so I have that scheduled to take a look at today. But the initial deployment to Ramses was done about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago before I was away. But there's some things I need, there's some additional things Jason pointed out to me that I need to take a look at.
Is that part of this ticket, or is that one that is assigned to Jason, I guess? One of these two maybe related to that, or did you just discuss off ticket?
It's the translations one.
It was a translations thing there about. Let me just have that. Update at coded phrases. This one.
Okay, great. So I guess if you run into any issues or questions while you work on this, I know you said you will might start it today. Then Jason's here as well. So sounds good. Is there anything, Jason, you want to note about this?
Not particularly. I just saw that the version of UI directory wasn't the latest, and that's where the changes were made. Though, Tara, I see that some of the translations that you added in your comment there, don't think those were in the PDF, and I don't know if I remember changing some of those, so that might still need work even in the newest version. But there's things I know I changed that didn't look like they were changed, and that's what caused me to actually see that no, it's not running the version that would even have those. So we can start with that and go from there.
Okay, well, that sounds like there's a solid plan. Is there anything else, Tara or David, that you need to discuss with this group? Or anybody who have any questions for those two?
Nothing for me.
I had two small questions. One of them was on ILL Dev 158. I don't know if that's in your board here. I think this is a David ticket, and it might just be a question for David. We have both a DevOps and an ILL Dev ticket for this, probably because I brought in the ILL Dev ticket from the other system. It was a PR ticket. So is this something that you do, David, or is this something that we need to ask for help on?
Okay. So looking at this, I think this is, I think this is a bug actually, that needs to be fixed. Because I took a look at it initially thinking that it was something that had to do with the feature flags, but it seems like the feature flag works as expected. It just doesn't work when the state of the request changes. Yeah. So the chat icon is not displayed when the request is in the new status. So that shows that the feature flag that is set and it's working. But once the state of the request changes to something else, then the chat icon is back. So I think that's a bug.
Okay, and this looks like the original text that Deborah wrote. So do I need to clean up this ticket before folks can work on it? It seems like maybe yes, because I don't think that's what it says here.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should make sure we have the right information here, right?
I think this is okay actually.
Okay.
The chat icon is always to display as soon as a request changes from new to another status. As soon as request, yeah, this correctly summarizes what's going on. So once the request is in the new state, yeah, it works fine. The feature flag works fine. The chat icon is not displayed as expected. But once the state of the request moves to new to something else, then the chat icon is back. So the feature flag doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't, I mean, that doesn't work across different states of the request. So yeah, this summarizes what's going on.
But it might be useful to note specifically what state that was where it started to appear again. So like I have no idea about this right now, but like for example, it might be that it only appears in this one particular state in the non-returnables model, that kind of thing. So if you took note of which state model and which state was causing it to show up, that would be a useful addition if it's handy information.
Okay, I could just get that and just put that in the ticket.
Thanks.
What's the word? Exhibits is not the right word. Yeah. Anyway, this is not smart, but if you can
We all
help, that'd be
understand.
great. Yeah.
Okay. So for this one, it stays assigned to David for now. Does it need to be put in a sprint and assigned to someone else for it to actually get solved? Because David's going to find that information, and then it sounded like someone else actually needs to solve it. This isn't actually a
Okay, so let me get information for this, and I don't know who needs to take a look at it afterwards.
Is this
Well, maybe I could
something?
just ping Jason on the ticket once I have that information.
Okay. Well, I
Yeah.
wasn't volunteering, but yeah, I'll do it.
Sorry.
The
Person who came off mute roll for assignments.
Cool. Thank you. Terry, you said you had two
Yeah,
questions,
and
I think.
the other thing is sort of not work, not development work that needs to be done, but just sort of like trying to figure out how to get the work to the customer. So I made a DevOps ticket. It's in the Zoom chat. I know I made it badly. I don't know how to make it better. So I think that's a question for David and Wayne probably. But just sort of like trying to figure out the whole cycle, Mallory, like you and I had discussed, how to actually get it to the customer.
Oh, right. Let me take a look before unfortunately is ready for this needs to be added to something 5, 6, 7, 8. And Okay, so this is currently deployed where? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Theoretically, yes. But I don't know how to check that. But I'm based on the fact that the tickets are closed, I assume yes.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, so if it's on 4, it probably means there is a release for it already. And then the customer needs to, and we need to get the customer to update to that release. Okay, so I would need to get the exact release that contains these functionalities, and we'll need to tell the customers to update that release. So I'll need to, so that's on me, right? I need to get that information.
So I can assign this ticket to you, David.
Yes, please.
Okay. And this is a DevOps ticket, so I don't know if this is like we need to ping Wayne to add it to a sprint, or if it's something that you think you can squeeze in, or I don't know, Tara, is there some pressure to get this out? Oops,
I
sorry.
would just add it to this current sprint.
Yeah, and Wayne will see it when he gets through his email, and he can do it as well.
Okay, great. Do we need anything else on this ticket? Any other details for you, David, or do you think you have a good handle of this?
Yeah, I mean, I can take a look at the two linked tickets and get the information that I need.
Great.
That's all I got today.
Okie dokie. So I think if that's all we have for ZFL stuff, does anyone have any questions for David and Tara? Okie dokie. As always, feel free to drop if you would like. And thank you for joining us. Okay. Let us move on to Ian. How are things going?
I'm going okay. Not on this board, I guess, but I'm working a lot with Reservoir. There are some problems with that, but I think Adam's got it all fixed, so that's good. Yeah, that's all I got.
Cool. I have a question for you that came up from Trove this yesterday. There's a they're not using the autoresponder or anything that would actually, sorry if you can hear my cat screaming in the background, but they're not using the autoresponder, but if they add a new location when they're conditionally responding, they are getting these emails even though they don't want them, because they're not actually, they get the ones that say like, go in and configure your, loan policy, for this particular location. And anyway, the point of this is I think we would want to make all of the templates for that aren't the Trove notice policies not active. And I don't know if that's something that you could do and in batch instead of us going through and marking these no manually. But also if you could do it, is that something that would be best done during a hypothetical future release?
No, I don't think it matters. Release or just sometime.
Okay. That's helpful. I'll probably create DevOps ticket for that. Well, I'll stop in a DevOps ticket, I guess. Or no, I don't know. I'm so confused on tickets right now, but I'll create a ticket for that one way or the other. And it doesn't need to be done immediately or anything like that. But I didn't know if we'd have to wait until like, next June. And
No, I think we can just
yeah.
do it. Schedule it for next, week or whatever it is.
Okay, sweet. All right, thank you. That's really helpful. I will do that later. Does anybody have any questions for Ian? Also, you can tell that Jakob is not here. He told me he wasn't going to be able to make this meeting again yesterday, but I didn't hear like any status updates from him today or anything that he wanted me to check in with you guys about in particular. So, I'm not sure what his availability is today. So, okay. Jason, I know you were not here yesterday, but how are things going? How did Tuesday go? Did you get to sync up with Kurt, et cetera?
Yeah, Kurt and I had a good chat on Tuesday. Seems like what he has makes sense so far as I can see. So he's going to merge that and we'll go from there. Permissions wise. Otherwise, yeah, it's still yeah, that was also part of Tuesday. So there wasn't that much time for me to finish an initial UI thing, so I'm still just working away at that, given the whole deployment situation that led up to it. Too scintillating to report.
Okie dokie. Do you still feel like you have a clear enough vision and enough stuff to be working on, or do you need any anything any information or any other stuff, or are you pretty good right now?
No, just time. But speaking of yelling cats, mine kind of woke me up early this morning, so I really need to sleep, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but the time change, like they're just like we're slowly trying to get them back to like their normal, 10 a.m. wet food feeding, and they just start screaming as soon as they think that it's close to their 10 a.m. So
Time change, that's got to be part of it.
yeah. Cats. Okay.
They're lovely.
I mean, I love them, but yeah. And I don't know about all of you, but it's finally like getting cold. We've had some nights like, well, at Jason, I know you don't use the Fahrenheit, but like it's been in the 30s, so they're definitely now they're like cuddly because it's cold. All right, Kurt, how are things going for you?
So, like Jason said, we had a good talk on Tuesday, and I was able to show him the framework I had for the authentication, and we had a way forward. And then I did have to spend some time to apply my changes to some restructuring he had done before I started working on the branch. So there were some merge conflicts to fix, but there. But anyway, so I actually went ahead and put actual usage of the auth code in some of the endpoints, and right now it's broken. I can't, it's something is not working. So I'm just right now trying to figure out what in the plumbing is not going through. It has something to do with the way the context values are stored and retrieved. So I'm trying to figure that out. But once I do, I think things will be in good shape.
Well, that sounds like even if it's a little frustrating, that it's good progress.
No, it's fine. This is just stuff I expect with just getting used to the platform. So I'm sure I've made some rookie mistakes, but otherwise it's going pretty well. So
Cool. I am sorry I didn't do what we talked about with these exception tickets. I do plan to actually look at those and try to close out the ones or let you know if we're still seeing them, but that's on my to-do list. And also I asked Jakob about this, but I haven't heard back this issue. I still think we might just want to chat with Moshe sometime, but I don't
The
want to
whole
like
Rapido thing? Yeah.
don't want to like step out of line or too early, and so I'd like to get his input before moving on. So
That's fair.
so I think this is okay to just hang out for now, but hopefully we can take a look at that next week. Otherwise, there are a few tickets from while I was away that might turn into something that we have to look at, but I don't know that any of them are like super critical. There's one broker potential change, but I'll have to talk to Jakob about that. And Ian, in terms of upgrading Trove Prod to the newest version of the broker, I'm waiting for Trove to pass all of the change, like they're going to do some testing and pass all the changes before we do that. So I'm still just waiting to hear back from them on that.
Okay. Yeah, just let me know when they're happy with it.
Okay, thank you. Otherwise, I don't really have I don't have a lot to discuss today. Just a heads up that I am working with the product team a little bit to we're gonna have to do an evaluation of the like Crosslink ModRS replacement basically for documentation purposes. So I will be starting that with Jakob and Seb probably, but there's a chance that we'll need some input from you all, so I'll let you know how that shakes out. And oh, Ian, one other thing. I might actually get that ticket about the out of sync requests that need to be resynced that we tabled because I had never like updated the ticket for you. That might actually be something that I can that I need to work on. So I'll let you know if it's ready at some point. But again, at your convenience, not an emergency. Okay. Anything else, guys? All right. Until we meet again, thank you. I think that Tuesday is Veterans Day, but I don't think it's a holiday for us, as far as I can tell. So I think we'll be meeting. But there's also a chance that there will be a ISO 18626 meeting at that time. So I'm not really sure what we're going to do at about Tuesday's meeting, but I'll let you know. But I'm planning to be here even though it's technically a holiday. I don't think it's one that is included for us though. I just saw a chat. Sorry. Oh, okay. It was just Tara a little bit ago. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.